So in true, this is something I'm obsessed with fantasy, just so I can explain my what it's going on here. I'm running a show in Queens, and I am doing this interview in a bathroom in a place where I have Wi-Fi because they're playing music outside. I'm obsessed with the idea of, remember in The Hobbit when, you know, Frodo forget, Bilbo forgets his handkerchief?
Okay.
Like, that's how I feel about all, like, that's the biggest thing I always think about with, like, you know, hopping into an adventure is we all think we would do it, but it always comes at a weird time. So I'm now having to record this awesome interview with you, but I'm in some crappy bathroom so I can get the interview with, like, you know, you never know when adventure's gonna strike. So let's talk about Elf Lord, if you want to.
Sure, I'd love to talk all about it.
So I have been like, I told Matt that I've been overwhelmed in trying to get to know your guys' stuff because it's just like every time I look at one of your things, I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. I need to learn more and more and more. And it's been like a week since I've had to like prepare for all these interviews. But you guys are really have crazy stuff. How did you all link up together?
I went to the Joe Kubert School and I graduated there in 2011. And right as I graduated, Matt had contacted me about doing like a reboot of one of Rob Liefeld's old characters. Like Matt and Liefeld are friends, so I, you know, they go way back or whatever. But he had approached me about doing this reboot of Cybrid. It's like a guy with like robot arms and like claw hands. I had originally only done the layouts for Elf Lord, and I remember looking at the script, because the script is like a lot of fighting in this like arena for like the first several pages, and I remember drawing up the layouts and thinking like, man, I feel sorry for whatever asshole gets stuck drawing all these stuff. And then,
little did you know.
Yeah, like I guess a couple months later, he, emailed me to see, so I think he was originally going to do it himself, and then he got caught up doing some TV show stuff and didn't have enough time or something, but he asked me if I knew anybody that could do it, and I wasn't busy at the time, so I was like, yeah, I'll do it. So we started working on it, and here we are, I guess.
So speaking of layouts, Matt told me that Barry Blair would do 10 comic layouts a month. Were you a fan of Barry before you found out about this project, or before you had you read Elf Lord or Samurai or any of the other stuff?
I wasn't like really aware of him when I was into comics. His like stuff was slightly, I guess, before my like interest in them. And my interest in comics was always kind of narrow in scope, but I had seen a few of his things, I thought, you know, that's cool, whatever. Like, I'm going to be honest with you, I've never been huge into elves. I've always liked dwarves. Like, when I play D&D, I'm a dwarf, you know.
This is the second time D&D came up in one of these interviews. Do you play?
Yeah, if I can. I haven't played in months because I've been chained to my table, but I kind of nerd stuff, you know, if I have the time.
What draws you to being a dwarf?
I like the rowdy and invincible nature of dwarves. I like their glorious beards, their unstoppable fortitude, all that kind of stuff. And elves don't really have any of that. So, you know, I'm just a... drawn to dwarves because of their gruff awesomeness, and less so towards elves with their sort of dainty sweetness. So,
do you think you're going to bring a little bit of less daintiness towards elf? I mean, so far I have not seen a lot of daintiness in the concept art for this.
That was one of my goals with this, was to, you know, kind of shatter that stigma that, you know, dwarf lovers have of elves, where they're like, you know, elves suck. You know, they're all sissies, you know, Legolas is a chump. I wanted to, you know, kind of transcend these kind of fantasy bias, you know, preferences and whatever. I don't know what term to use for that, but I wanted to make a cool elf. So I kind of thought of him more as like a wild elf, or like an elf that in the story he's basically fighting in underground arena for like 20 years. So I thought, what would an elf look like if he was, you know, a gladiator and he's, you know, he doesn't have fancy elf food, he doesn't have fancy elf wine and magical bread, you know.
Sort of nature versus nurture.
Yeah, yeah. So what would he look like after 20 years of that? So I made him like scarred up and, you know, beefier than a regular elf. Because a regular elf, I mean, I don't think they're really working that hard.
You speaking of like different looks, like I love your style towards framing is so much different than Barry's. That's why I like I was looking at your other framing on stuff, and you have a much much more modern sense of the camera, much more a lot more close-ups, a lot more dynamic angles. I think Barry tended towards a lot of wide shots that were very clean. You have a lot of things that have strange perspectives, close-ups on face with like, you know, distorting stuff. Do you think that did you copy any of what Barry was doing with the original series, or did you just do, you took the shot and did it how you were going to do it?
I just do it how I'm going to do it. I don't look at anything. Like I looked at some of his stuff to see the design of the character. Like the original character has like these little kind of ponytails on the sides of his head, and then he's got this sort of crazy mop, you know, hairband mullet going on. And I thought to myself, if I was fighting people, would I want that kind of mullet flopping in my face? And the answer was no. So I also thought, after 20 years of fighting without a haircut, what would he do with all that hair? So he has longer, like, little braids, and I stuck his hair in, like, a ponytail. And things like that. I think if you design a character well, you can sort of use them to your advantage. Like, you can show motion. Like, if you ever look at a Batman comic, they do with his cape all the time. His cape's going all over the place. And you can, like, frame the character with the cape. You can turn the lines of the cape into, like, a pointer to point you to where, you know, you want people to be looking. You know, you can use that kind of an element on a character to your advantage. And, you know, I figured I wanted to have some kind of flowing element to him that I could make, you know, imply movement with, you know, his hair pointing different directions. Like, he's spinning around, so his hair is going to be whipping around instead of just, you know, a crazy shaggy head all over the place. So
I'm excited for it. It looks awesome. I told everyone so far, I'm definitely a customer either way. And you guys have a lot more, and we are, I don't know if they told you, we're going to do a radio play version of it. So that'll be of the first episode of Elf Lord, not yours, of Barry Blair's, the issue one. So it's a really cool series, and I'm really excited to see more of it. What else should I say about the Kickstarter and things like that, and where I should send people?
They can go check out the Kickstarter at, you know, kickstarter.com, whatever the address is, and they type in Elf Lord, it should pop up.
Yeah.
I'm on Facebook as Vast Comics, and I'm posting about that all the time, so if they followed me on Facebook, it'd be almost impossible not to know about it by now. I think Outland Entertainment's website has like a landing page that will take you to the Kickstarter also. So the Kickstarter should be easy to find.
There's surprisingly not a lot of things named Elf Lord for it being fairly simple, actually. I found I got it on the first result pretty much every time.
Yeah, there really isn't a lot. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's, you know, another thing that dwarves have over elves. Dwarf lord would probably be almost impossible to find it.
Yeah, no dwarf would bow down to a lord.
Yeah.
It's all awesome, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for talking to me. This was awesome.